It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Think of and then tell me a woman's name.
A woman's name?
Uh-huh.
Ava.
All right.
Is that a bad answer?
No.
You hesitated.
I guess that's fine.
Did I get it wrong?
So if you were to do that to me, there's a challenge right now going with on TikTok. Women asking their guy to name a woman's name. And
is this going to get awkward because I named my daughter?
And the guy should, quote, according to this TikToker, respond with your name.
Oh, got it.
But guys' brains think of this as a test. And I'll say that my wife asked me this last night. She was like, hey, name a woman's name.
Did you fail?
And I paused for a second. No, I didn't. And I paused for a second. I was like, Elizabeth? Or she said something like, you passed. And then she kind of explained what I was just telling you, that there's this challenge where you name one woman's name and see if your guy responds with your name.
Ask your man to name a woman. If that guy says any other name than yours, you should start a fight.
And then you should start a fight. But here are some examples on TikTok of women doing this to their guy.
Name one woman.
Name a woman?
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway?
Oh, no. Oh, that's the wrong answer. That's probably not Anne Hathaway he's talking to.
Yeah.
Name one woman.
That's the question?
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah, her name is Alex.
Yay,
her name is Alex. Yeah.
Okay.
Duh. Stupid,
you think I am. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I mean,
I see through your game.
Right. And exactly. And that's kind of the thing. It's like guys see it as a trap, see it as something. And so they're like, okay, what are you wanting me to say? And so you should try that at some point today just to see what your guy says.
You should try that and then start a fight if they get it wrong.
Is that what we're saying? And then as this TikToker says,
ask your man to name a woman. If that guy says any other name than yours, you should start a fight.
I can't officially throw my weight behind that. No.
That's a dumb fight.
No, I was going to say a reason to start a fight over something like that is dumb. Yes. But I think it is kind of a funny little like social challenge or whatever to see if your guy will say your name or maybe a name of your kid or something like that. Because I could see that as acceptable too, you know. But anyways,
wow.
We'll tweet it out so you can kind of see where it all stemmed from at Ben and Kelly Show.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Pauly says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my sister Joni moved to another state. I miss her a lot.
Aw.
I'd love to hear her voice on the radio here. If you call her with one of your phone taps, she's a high school cheerleading coach, so maybe you could have a little fun with that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper has a lot of school spirit and a dream, so Joni is just the person to give him that shot. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Joni? I got your number from the school. I'm hoping to talk to someone about the cheerleading program.
Yes, this is Joni.
Hi, Joni. Robert Hassenpepper. I wanted to talk to you about some tryouts.
Well, we're not doing cheerleading tryouts at this time of year.
Hmm. Well, do you ever add more cheerleaders during the year?
We do once in a while. Do you have a student at the school?
Well, no, not exactly. I am a student at the school.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your voice, I didn't know you were a student.
Well, I am, and I'm interested in being a cheerleader. I have lots of school spirit.
Okay.
I should let you know, though, I can't really currently do a backflip or really even a somersault, but I am willing to learn.
Okay. What did you say your name was?
Robert. Robert Hassenpepper.
Okay. And you say you go to school here?
I do.
And I'm sorry, what grade are you in?
Well, I'm a GED student through community education.
Oh, okay. So you take night classes here at the high school?
That's correct, ma'am.
And you want to be a cheerleader?
I have lots of school spirit.
Well, that's great, Robert. If I can ask, how old are you?
Well, I'm 38, going on 39. Now, before you say anything, I did look at the information you have on the school's website, and there's no age restriction for being a cheerleader, right?
Oh, boy.
I guess that's right.
There will be no.
But why do you want to do this?
Well, I am a student at the school. I'm a GED student, but still a student, and I have great school spirit. I bleed the school colors. I go to as many games as I can, and I see the cheerleaders and just want to be down there on the field with them. I know you have male and female cheerleaders, right?
That's true, but I just don't know.
Well, I'm not asking for special treatment. I'll try out. I know all the cheers, like school spirit, let's hear it. And, you know, the hand motions, like U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi.
Well, those are not the cheers that we do.
Well, I can be part of a human pyramid, too. Of course, I'll probably have to be at the bottom because I'm kind of a heftier guy.
This is crazy. And what are you talking about? You're 38 years old, and you barely go to the school. I mean, you take night classes here. I'm sorry, but you can't be on the cheerleading team.
Why are you crushing my dreams?
I don't want to crush your dreams. I just think that you'd be better off staying in the stands during the games. I mean, you can cheer from there, or maybe you can find another way of getting involved.
Well, you know, come to think of it, maybe I could be an announcer at the games and do, like, the play-by-play.
I don't know anything about that. I assume that those people who do that have some sort of experience.
Oh, well, I do have lots of experience announcing. I mean, I'm the guy on the radio on the Ben Davis and Kelly K show who calls people up and talks to them on the air.
I'll tell you what. Are you kidding me? That's what this is.
Yeah, that's what this is, Joni. Your brother wanted us to call and have a little fun with you today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Oh, you guys are nuts. Oh, wow.
Well, you are such a good sport, Joni. And we'll see you at the game. How's that?
You guys better stay away from the game, okay?
Maybe she should consider adding U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi.
You ugly.
Ugly. What? You ugly. Woo! Maybe they should. Maybe she should add that.
Again, got ideas. Right, there you go. That is your phone tap.
A crime tradition around the holiday unlike no other. It's our Setting the Bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
Emphasis on not.
Not.
Apparently, this is hard to remember, but if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught shoplifting during the annual Shop with a Cop event at Walmart, then you're doing okay.
Come on, people. Help us help you. Help us help you. First of all, shoplifting's bad at any time, but you got a bunch of police officers there.
Yeah, about 75, in fact, shopping with young children there at the Shop with a Cop event in Michigan. And this time around, 62-year-old woman was like, you know what? I think I'm going to try to lift about, oh, I don't know, $700 worth of merchandise.
They're distracted with the kids. I could probably just slip right out.
Yeah, slip right out. No one would ever know. Well, someone saw and then just kind of nudged one of the 75 police officers in the Walmart and said,
oh, yeah.
Hey, you may want to check her out. So
she
they
some attention.
Followed her out to her car, which was literally next to a cruiser.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is a bold move, lady. Bold move.
And she was arrested. Okay. Now, look, I don't want to judge those who may frequent the Shop with a Cop event that are not children and not police officers.
Well, no, we're judging the people that are shoplifting
but
during that event.
Being caught shoplifting during the Shop with a Cop event is an actual tradition.
Yes.
As I said, we talked about it last year in 2022 when the dude in Florida was arrested after trying to shoplift from Walmart during a Shop with a Cop event. 2019, 2016, 2015, and 2011, all happening at Walmarts, all at the Shop with the Cop event.
Okay, but they're like in different states, right? So maybe they just didn't hear our warning.
Ah.
Because it's not happening around here, right? I'm choosing to think people.
People are heeding what they're hearing.
People are heeding the warning.
They're heeding
here.
The warning.
So that, you know, kudos to this community for not doing that.
Ah, see, you know what? We're keeping you out of trouble.
Exactly.
We're keeping you out of trouble over here. Old Ben and Kelly helping you out.
But let's see if next year is going to be the year that we don't do this story. Let's see it. Let's just keep our fingers crossed.
We'll see. All right. Then again, setting the bar. A crime tradition unlike no other. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught shoplifting during the Shop with a Cop event at Walmart, you're doing okay.
She thought, you know what? The whole department's down here. They're all just hanging out with the kids. They're not even going to see me. it's going to be fine. I'm just going to slip right out.
That's your setting the bar story. Look, finding everlasting love is a difficult thing. That's why we take to the internet. We scour it. We look for the people who need that chance to reconnect with someone from their past.
Maybe they had a moment and they just didn't know how to reconnect. This is where we come in.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Shall I?
Sure.
Woman for man.
Mm-hmm.
You yelled, "I want to hit it on the bridge." What a title, right? What a way to start.
What a way to start.
There I was, driving into downtown for a girl's night out.
Mm.
When I saw you waiting next to me to turn, I turned to look at who was next to me, and there you were, just staring at me. You see, I got my hair cut and colored yesterday and felt flattered, to say the least.
Mm.
I was a little iffy about the bangs, though.
Oh.
We both turned. You stayed with me the entire time. At the next light, you rolled your window down and smiled at me.
Mm.
You stuck with me till we got to the bridge. I smiled and pretended to stick my finger in my nose. That's an interesting move.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're into this sort of unladylike behavior. You made several gestures my way.
Okay.
So I rolled my window down. You yelled those five little words every woman wants to hear.
Okay.
I want to hit it! Romantic, isn't it?
Right.
How bold of you. I rolled my window back up and started laughing, thinking of all the things to yell back, but I'm a bit shy and I was driving at 70 miles an hour, so didn't want to risk an accident and continued on my journey.
This happened while they were driving?
70.
Oh my
Doing
gosh.
70. Okay. To my shock and dismay, a few minutes later, you began yelling again. This time, you seemed really adamant about telling me something else.
Okay.
So with great hesitation, I rolled the window back down. I love you! Is all you said.
Oh, wow.
Sir, clearly you are not well-versed in the ways of wooing women.
Oh.
You are supposed to say, I love you first, followed by, I want to hit it.
She's teaching them.
Exactly. Like, listen, here's a lesson.
This is how you're supposed to do it.
If you see this, I'll give you one more chance to get it right.
Oh, wow. So there's a chance.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Let's hope that they are stopped the next time they have an encounter.
Shoot.
Not driving at 70 miles an hour.
That's funny. It's
Craigslist missed connections.
As man for woman titled, please give me the keys to the handcuffs.
Okay. One of two scenarios already is happening. Someone's arrested or someone's having fun.
You and I met at Gary's holiday party.
Gary's party. Oh, Gary's party's off the hook.
You said you didn't know Gary and were just crashing the party.
Sure.
I thought that was hot and we hit it off.
Sweet.
I made a comment about your size matters sweater that had a picture of Santa stuck in a chimney. That was cute and funny.
It is.
And the way you looked at me and asked, well, does it?
Oh, God.
As you slammed back the rest of your glass of Chardonnay was electrifying.
Nice.
I told you I wanted to be your present to unwrap.
Ooh, good line.
And you winked at me.
It worked.
Told me we should leave Gary's and said we would have fun.
Success story so far.
Anyway, maybe in hindsight, I had a little too much to drink because the next thing I know, I woke up this morning in my apartment with my hands handcuffed behind my back, a holiday bow stuck on my old fella, and naughty written in marker across my chest.
Oh my goodness.
And you were gone.
Oh no.
Nowhere to be seen.
Oh.
So, I really need to go to work tomorrow, so please, please, please drop off the keys to the cuffs.
Oh gosh. Oh, there's a sense of urgency with this
there
one. I mean, I was going to say, oh, not a successful evening, but that sounds like
it sounded like it was
a successful
evening. Yeah.
It is still going for him, unfortunately.
So whether you've maybe found the love of your life on a bridge as you were driving into downtown for girls' night,
or you locked him up in his bedroom with handcuffs, now he can't go to work.
Gary's party was off the chain.
Gary's party.
It's
we need an invite to that one.
Craigslist missed connections.
Well, this is an ongoing story. We're going to need closure.
We are going to need some closure on this guy.
Does he ever get the keys?
Does he ever? Do they
Does
ever
he get
reconnect?
To work?
Yes, I know. It's not Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJ X. All right, feel good. Every hour we give you feel good stories just to show you, you know what, good happens in the world.
This is really cool. It's also great when the city gets a national spotlight for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case with flash dads. Now, we've told you about them before, but NBC News recently did a profile on them. There are dozens and dozens of dads, grandpas, local leaders, showing up once a month at local JCPS elementary schools to line the entryway and hallways with high fives and fist bumps, and they've been doing it for 7 years. Police Lieutenant Roger Collins, who happens to be my neighbor, is one of them.
It's just dads, community members showing up for students who sometimes don't have anybody show up for them.
Been in with the program since day one. My grandson went to the school that they were going to, so I felt it was a great opportunity for me to surprise him as well. And I tell you, it's contagious. I've been doing it ever since.
Erica Walker is the principal at Audubon Traditional Elementary.
Men's presence in elementary school is just amazing. Everyone doesn't have a father in their home, a positive role model in their home, so that when they do see these men in schools, you know, they step in and they're able to give the students the encouragement and the motivation they need to be here.
I love that.
Isn't that great? Yep. Army veteran James Bogan was another one of those flash dads you heard from. And Dr. Kenya Natsis, she's a principal at Rutherford, said that this is the positive energy they need to start the day too. And it's just been fantastic. So many of the dads have been, you know, there since day one, and they keep showing up. Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
Love it. Taking trips with family can be stressful. Taking trips by yourself can be stressful. It's 99.7 DJX. So I can understand, especially if given an opportunity to maybe not invite someone along on a trip, you take it. Because those situations, I mean, traveling with people is stressful.
Well, you have to make sure that you're traveling with people maybe that you're compatible with, that will, you know, have the same ideas for the agenda of the trip, and you're going to have like similar, I guess, wants and needs out of the trip.
So I've traveled internationally with, and I have met up with, I haven't traveled with, I've traveled with like my daughters and my wife, but like I've met up with other members of my family, like my dad and my stepmom at one point, my in-laws at one point, my brother-in-law and his wife at one point, but they like met up with us. We didn't travel with them. They like made their own accommodations, and it was one of those things. And I think that worked out pretty well. There were only a couple times that we all had the same accommodations with one another. And, you know, again, we all get along well, so it wasn't like a huge thing. But yeah, the stress of traveling and the stress of other people who aren't your like nuclear family unit, that can be stressful.
It can be.
So
especially if circumstances have now changed.
Yeah. So I almost understand why Melanie is reaching out and saying, hey, you know, 10 years ago, we kind of made a promise to make this big trip. Now that we're here,
we're going to make the trip.
I don't know if I want to bring the people that I promised we'd bring. So anyways, group therapy coming up here next. And if you've ever got a situation, you're like, ah, man, you know what? Could probably just use the advice of people who've been in my shoes.
Yes, I mean, just collect a lot of different experiences and see if you can apply it to your own.
Yep, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com. We'll get to group therapy coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can get Melanie some help. Hey, guys, need some big-time advice on this one. 10 years ago, when my husband and I were expecting our first child, his mother made us promise that if we ever took our kids to Disney World, that she'd be allowed to go with us as she's never been.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we agreed. We finally have the funds and time to make the trip with our two kids. But mother-in-law has had numerous health concerns over the last year, and her health is unsteady at best.
Mm.
To make things worse, my cantankerous father-in-law is reluctant to let her out of his sight. He also has numerous health concerns and is unable to walk for extended periods of time. So I'm afraid that bringing them along would not only hamper our ability to enjoy the trip, but I'd be playing the role of nursemaid the whole time.
Mm.
I'm hesitant to even tell them about our travel plans. Are we still obligated to invite them?
Well, that's a tough one, because it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't sort of thing.
I know, and especially if they can't walk. I mean, there's a lot of walking involved when you go to Disney.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Lots of walking.
They can get mobile scooters or things like that if they need to.
Yeah.
You know, those are available, obviously, an added cost to the trip. But, it's hard for us to just lay a judgment without knowing the dynamic you have between your mother and father-in-law, and like, hey, is it a great relationship, or is it one where it's like, you know, there's the passive aggressiveness or things like that? You know, it's like, we don't know quite that dynamic, but
she used the word cantankerous.
Yeah, she did.
There is that. And I'm wondering, have they brought it up in the 10 years? Like, hey, did you guys ever find a time to go to Disney? We're still wanting to do that. I don't know if she's, I feel almost like, though, you can't go and not tell them. Maybe you approach it, the invitation, with, I know we talked about this years ago, but now kind of your health is different. What are you guys thinking?
My thought is that it is a constant reminder, because I don't think that this would even be an issue for her if it was brought up once and never brought up again.
Never mentioned again.
Yeah, because if it was never mentioned again, that's an easy out. You just go and you're like, oh, well,
that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, yeah. Like, and I think you could probably backpedal out of that pretty easily. But it sounds like it's something that has been at least discussed since then. Like, oh, you know what? Can't wait to take that first trip with the grandkids.
Have you thought about when we're going to go?
Yeah, yeah, type of thing where, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I kind of agree with you, Kelly, in that you've got to reach out and at least say something to them.
Maybe acknowledge in the invitation that, hey, I know when we originally discussed it, it was 10 years ago, and now you guys are kind of having some, you know, health concerns.
What are your thoughts?
Traveling is not the best idea for you now. Just want to know what you feel comfortable with and see how they approach it.
But then are you going to agree with what they say? No, we're good. Let's do it. And you kind of know, quote, better. I don't know. Tell me if you've been in this situation and what you did. All right. Your story, 502-795-1997. Doesn't necessarily need to be Disney. It can be any sort of trip or any sort of thing like this where a promise was made a while ago. Or just let us know how you would approach it, okay? 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories on the way. It's group therapy. Melanie wondering if she still needs to honor a promise she made 10 years ago to take her in-laws with them to Disney. They can finally afford it. Circumstances change, though. In-laws' health conditions are not great. So she's like, am I still obligated to invite them to the most magical place on the world?
Oh, goodness. I mean, they have mobility issues. There is a lot of walking involved going to Disney parks. So she's got a valid concern. You know, they want to still make sure that they have the ability to get around and see all the things they want to see when they're there. But they don't want, you know, the in-laws to feel left out.
Yeah, Mallory checks in and says if their health is that bad, their doctors may not even clear them to travel that far, whether that's flying or driving. I would just tell them they need to talk to their doctors first.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Ashley's all like, hey, the in-laws should completely understand if they're not invited. My in-laws aren't in any condition for Disney either, and they would completely understand. Why would they put their already poor health in more danger?
That is true, but I feel like since it was discussed about this particular trip 10 years ago, I feel like they still need to discuss it with them and give them a heads up that they were wanting to plan the trip. And I know that they've discussed it in the past of them going along, but now in light of their recent health issues, not sure if it's a good idea. What are your thoughts?
Now, Amy, you went through this exact same thing.
I was, yeah. So my mother-in-law and father-in-law both require like mobility scooters to get around.
Uh-huh.
And so for long distances. And so we went to Disney World the year before last. So we did all four parks. The thing that we did was we took them to Magic Kingdom. That was the one that they wanted to go to. So they did one day of Magic Kingdom with us, and we did Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good plan. So, and then you can leave them to like hang out by the pool and relax while you guys go and explore all the other
parks.
That's
exactly
what they did. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
They weren't able to do Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. So we just took them to Magic Kingdom. She wanted to see the castle. We had a great time. It was a wonderful trip, and it was a great like compromise because they got to go see the kids with Disney, and it wasn't too much for them. But I will say rent the scooters from somewhere else because Disney doesn't have a whole lot of them, and they almost didn't get a scooter that day.
Oh, good tip.
Okay, yeah, that's a plan ahead kind of a thing. Got it.
Amy, that's great advice.
Yeah, so that would be my like compromise. And then you're not going to be like taking care of them the whole time. You'll have time to have fun with your family, and it works
they'll
best,
still feel included, yes.
Exactly.
I love it. Amy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and a lot
I
of people.
I think she solved it.
I was going to say, a lot of people are kind of checking in with that same similar sort of thing. Ashley says, my mother-in-law goes to Disney with us, and she's not in the best health, or can she walk very far? We always stay at the hotel in the park. We hit up the parks early. When she's ready, she rents a scooter so she doesn't have to walk and meets up with us. If she gets tired, she just goes back to the hotel when she's ready. And she said it's nice because we can help, or she can help with the kids if one of them doesn't want to ride something, or she can hang out at the pool at the hotel if the other older kids just want to swim. It's a win-win. So
Awesome. I think there's different ways that you can incorporate them into the trip without expecting them to walk the distance of every park you want to go to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say every park, every single thing. Yeah, I like that. Like I kind of changed my point of view, because at first I was like, yeah, just go. Like just go. It's going to be a nightmare situation. You don't want to do
share
that.
Share the pictures with them later.
Yeah. And now, you know, with those other, options, I think that's a
good idea.
Better way to approach this.
And, you know, when we went to Disney, just because of the schedules, there was one day where I was able to hook up with my sister and her family and our parents. And we spent the day at Magic Kingdom. And that was because they were in town for a soccer tournament. And then because we were both going to be at the same time, my parents decided to come. And so, we spent one day in one park, all of us together. And it was the best thing ever.
There you go. All right. Well, hopefully, Melanie, this gives you a little perspective and gives you a little insight into what you should do. But keep us posted. Have fun. And thanks for reaching out to us. That's group therapy. Let's play a fun little game and introduce you to Sarah, calling us from Palmyra. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
So Sarah has got blonde hair, drives a Mazda 3, is a Sherman Williams lab rat.
Nice. I don't know what that means, but it sounds really creative.
Yeah, you get to make the new colors and, get them put out for other people to have them, colors that aren't created yet.
I love that. My entire house is painted in Sherwin-Williams colors. Love it.
Man, I bet, Sarah, you are one of those people that could correct someone when they say, oh, what color is that? Oh, that's blue. You're like, no, that is...
No, that's Repose Gray.
Right, exactly.
That's Silverton.
You're very right.
Right. And Sarah's been with her boyfriend for 3 years and has a run-in with Kelly Kay from her past.
Oh, really?
Yes. You were judging a contest, I think it was for Eric Church tickets, and it was me and my little boy, and we had to, hold a cup that had water in it, and you couldn't spill, but you had to, hold it out, and I ended up spilling, and Brendan, gave this little fed-up look. This was his date with Mommy, and, after it was over, you came and gave us tickets anyway, and it was so nice, and he talks about it whenever he hears you on the radio. He's
oh,
like, he
my
likes me.
Goodness.
So you're saying so Kelly sweet. Rigged the contest for you.
No, I was nice.
She gave us her tickets.
I heard you rigged the contest, but, whatever.
I heard Kelly's generous. That's what I heard.
Yeah, he said, my mom's clumsy, and I didn't win. I ended up spilling it, and he was right. I was clumsy. I couldn't hold it out for myself.
Bless his heart. I love that you guys had a date, though.
And, that was good.
You chose to do that. That sounds fun.
All right, Sarah, it is Minute to Win It. We're giving you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions. Get them right, and you can win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your time will start after I finish asking the first question. Here we go. First question.
Ted Lasso is a fictitious coach for which sport?
Dodgeball.
Angelina Jolie was famously married to which actor? You can always say pass.
I'll pass.
Brenda Lee just hit number one with the song Rockin' Around the What?
Christmas Tree.
Margot Robbie was most recently starred as a famous toy in this summer's blockbuster movie.
Wish.
What New York City borough do the Globetrotters claim?
I don't know.
What does ATM stand for?
Where do you get your money at?
Britney Spears' estranged father just had his leg amputated. What's his name?
I don't know, Bob.
In Jamie Foxx's 2000 hit Blame It, what was he blaming?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, time's up.
His mom. I don't know his mom.
His
I don't know.
Mom.
His mom.
Okay, how many did you actually get right? You got.
I think she got one.
No, you got one right. You got one out of eight right. You didn't even get to all 10.
Listen, the glare of the spotlight is real.
Okay, let's.
It's real. Oh,
let's go ahead.
Can you tell that I'm not very cool?
It's all good. You're cool in different ways. You don't need to know about the silly pop culture.
And here's the thing, gosh. Sarah. I feel like we. You're almost used to us rigging contests to get you prizes. So for us to say, you only got one right, here you go, you win. That seems a little bit.
You need to feed me.
All right, let's go through it. All right. Ted Lasso is a fictitious coach for which sport?
Not dodgeball, but soccer.
Soccer. Close.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie famously married to which actor?
Do you remember Brad Pitt?
Oh,
remember?
Oh yeah, I was thinking of the Kill Bill guy.
I would have even accepted Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh. Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton.
But you remember Angelina Jolie like stole him from Jennifer Aniston, that whole scandal?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Kelly, Sarah can't be bothered with
this sort of thing. You know,
question four, Margot Robbie recently starred as what famous toy in this summer's blockbuster movie?
Barbie
oh,
movie.
I wanted to see that too.
Oh, yeah. What New York City borough do the Globetrotters claim?
The Harlem Globetrotters?
Harlem Globetrotters.
I really could hear the question.
You couldn't hear the question.
That's what it was.
What does ATM stand for?
The place where I get my money. That's the better answer. Automatic teller machine?
Yeah, automatic teller machine. Yeah. We'd have accepted that. Jamie Spears is Britney Spears' estranged father, and Jamie Foxx's hit, Blame It, he blamed...
On the alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
but blamed
right.
it on his mom would have been a hit, too.
blame it on my mom. Yeah, that's right. Well, Sarah, you were a doll.
Can you see why I need to be a lab rat?
She spent
too much time around the paint fumes.
Yeah, she has.
Right?
She's been huffing paint as opposed to stirring it up. Let's just keep Sarah away from the public. All right.
This is my favorite episode.
All right. Well, hey, Sarah, congratulations. $100 for you to spend at Bonefish Grill. All right, hang on a sec, Sarah. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Thank you.
Sarah, you got to tell your son that once again, you didn't win, but you still got the prize.
You managed to rig the system.
All
right, hang on, Sarah.
I love it.
Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh.
That's so fun.
What just happened?
I don't know, but have we ever gotten anybody that
she was like, I'm not, you know,
like
what?
One right?
I'm not going to get any right, and you're
you
still
know
going
to...
No, this is stupid.
Well, I don't blame her, because she's out living her life, and she's not paying
attention
to
stupid stuff. No, she's not out living her life. She's huffing paint fumes. That's what she's doing. I feel like December weddings can be super beautiful on 99.7 DJX. I say that, one, because my anniversary is tomorrow. Got married in December a long time ago.
Did you get her something?
We don't need to talk about that right now.
Okay. I don't need to throw you under the bus, but is it one of those things where you said it out loud and it reminded you and you're like, oh crap, I need to do a little something for that?
Well, it is one of those things where I've obviously known about this for a long time. And
it just kind of it's been creeping up. And now I'm like, oh, it's tomorrow. All right. Well,
okay. Yeah. Like you've been thinking about it.
I've been thinking
about it. So that should count.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it. But see, here's the thing. She, my wife, is not a, like, receiving gifts is not her love language.
Okay.
That's
good for you.
I say that confidently enough because whenever I try to get her something, it's rare that I hit the mark perfect.
So wait a second. That may not necessarily mean that receiving gifts isn't her love language.
That's what I'm saying, Kelly.
You could just be bad at giving gifts.
Maybe that's the case, too.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's the case, too.
With us, we typically just go out to dinner. Like, we don't buy
each other gifts. Yeah, I was going to say, for anniversaries. Yeah, for anniversary, we're not a huge, like, hey, let's get each other presents. Like you and your husband, it's maybe maybe we'll grab some dinner or something like that. I think this weekend we're going out with some friends. And so their like anniversary of their first date is right around the anniversary of our wedding. And so it's like, all right, we'll just kind of like do kind of a double date sort of thing. So
our anniversary was in October and we still have yet to go out on a date for that.
Yeah. So I'm kind of covered, but what I originally was saying is like getting married in December is kind of fun because a lot of times if you decide to get married in a church, the church is a lot of times decorated already. So
yeah,
I mean, you've got some stuff already built in. Now I say all of this because I think that Claire's best friend is taking advantage of the fact that this is a great time to get married. And it's now causing Claire stress, but not for the reason you may think.
Okay. All right. Is Claire the one that's getting? She's not the bride.
No, Claire's not the bride. Claire actually sent us a message for Little Kid Drunk Adult and then continued with what we're going to play you.
And we're like, all right, so we're gonna give you another segment.
I know. So Claire was like, here's my Little Kid Drunk Adult story. And then, hey, while I'm at it, let me
she's contributing in a couple of ways to the show.
I know.
For that, we appreciate it. Gold star.
I do like that. So we're not going to play Little Kid Drunk Adult, but we are going to play Yes, we'll save that for later. But we are going to play what Claire's, I guess, issue is with her best friend and how she approaches it or if she just needs to grin and bear it. All right, Claire, so what do you need to get off your chest?
Yeah, I definitely have something that I kind of want to get off my chest. My best friend from high school, we've known each other for years, is getting married, and I don't even know how to say it. The bridesmaids' dresses are so ugly. It's like she's blind. They're awful. Like, I'm going to be so embarrassed like wearing these, and I mean, I love her and I want to make her happy, but oh my gosh, these are just, they're so ugly.
Oh no.
So she had messaged us initially because she wanted to give us a Little Kid Drunk Adult story, and then she just left.
And sidebar, I got an issue.
I know, that's right.
Can you help me with this?
One stop shopping right here.
Uh-huh.
With Claire. So it's not your wedding, it's hers. Just grin and bear it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like that's my thing. Like it's not about you, it's about her. So,
I know, and I get it. You want to feel attractive too. In the dress, you're getting all dressed up.
Especially if you're single and you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to find someone.
Nobody wants to ever wear a dress that they feel like is totally not flattering. But maybe there's a way that you can, you know, get it tailored.
Yeah, I was going to say,
fit you a little better. You can get alterations.
I feel like in this day and age, and maybe I'm just drawing assumptions here. But in this day and age, you, as long as the color is right, the style doesn't necessarily need to be regimented. Am I wrong in that?
Well, I know there is a trend, and I wish I would have taken advantage of this when I got married many, 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 many years ago, is that you kind of pick a color and then you let your bridesmaids
pick
the dress.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Looks good on them and that they feel comfortable in.
Right.
And maybe, you know, if fingers crossed, they could wear it again. Because, you know, most times there's a lot of styles of bridesmaid dresses, including the one that I chose, that they were not going to wear that again. There is never another occasion where you're going to wear that style of dress. But now, you know, when you do that kind of a thing, maybe they might get another wear out of it.
Yeah, I think it's funny when I hear, you know, oh, you know what? I chose bridesmaid dresses that you can wear again. But do you? No one ever does. Well, but then what you do is, here, Claire, this is what you do. You wear it and then you donate it to us, because every year we give away these dresses for
Project Prom.
Prom, yeah, exactly. Because I'm sure some student would love to wear that dress. So
exactly.
Yeah, I think
that would be the other occasion where that would make sense.
Yeah, I think there are ways around this. We good?
I think we're good. Did we fix it?
I don't know if we fixed it or not.
We fixed it by telling her to suck it up?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying. I'm like, yes. Like, Claire, you just got to suck it up. So,
like, I get it. But see if you can try to alter it in some way to make it more flattering to your figure.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for reaching out. We appreciate you giving us a Little Kid Drunk Adult, which we'll play at some point.
Exactly.
Hopefully this helps you with your little issue, and have fun at the wedding, because again, weddings are fun. They're supposed to be fun and all of that. You know, finding everlasting love is something that we go on a quest with every single week. It is when you find that special someone, or at least you think you did, and you just want to get back in touch with them for whatever reason. What do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. All right, shall I go first?
Yes, please.
You yelled, "I want to hit it on the bridge." Woman for man.
All right.
Already so romantic, right? Yep. What a line. There I was, driving into downtown for girls' night out, when I saw you waiting next to me to turn.
Mm.
I turned to look at who was next to me, and there you were, staring at me. You see, I got my hair cut and colored yesterday and felt flattered, to say the least.
Yes.
I'm a little iffy about the bangs, though. Anyway, we both turn. You stay with me the entire time. At the next light, you rolled your window down and smiled at me. You stuck with me till we got to the bridge. I smiled and pretended to stick my finger in my nose.
Okay.
It's an interesting move.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're into this sort of unladylike behavior.
Mm.
You made several gestures my way.
Okay.
So I rolled my window down. You yelled those five little words every woman wants to hear. I want to hit it!
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
How bold of you. I rolled my window back up and began laughing, thinking of all the things to yell back, but I'm a bit shy and I was driving at 70 miles an hour, so didn't want to risk an accident and continued on my journey.
This was happening while they were driving 70.
High speed, yes. Yes. All right.
All right.
To my shock and dismay, a few minutes later, you started yelling again.
Oh.
This time, you seemed really adamant about telling me something else, so with great hesitation, I rolled down the window, back down.
Try it again.
I love you!
Okay.
That's all you said, sir.
Okay.
Clearly, you are not well-versed in the ways of wooing women.
Oh.
You are supposed to say, "I love you," first, followed by, "I want to hit it."
She's telling you how it's supposed to be.
Just flip that.
Yeah.
It would have been much better.
Well, much better.
If you see this, I'll give you one more chance to get it right.
Oh, so there's still a chance.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to go ahead and put my stamp of approval on that method of flirting, especially at 70 miles an hour.
It's
maybe
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one's titled, "Please Give Me the Keys to the Handcuffs, Man for Woman."
Oh, automatically we have thoughts in our head, right? One of two scenarios, arrested or hey yo.
You and I met at Gary's holiday party.
Oh, it's hey yo. Hey, Gary's party.
You said you didn't know Gary and you were just crashing the party. I thought that was hot and we
Bold
hit it off.
Move. Yeah.
I made a comment about your Size Matters sweater that had a picture of Santa stuck in a chimney. That was cute and funny.
I do like that. That is pretty hilarious. I might have to look for that on Amazon.
And the way you looked at me and asked, well, does it?
Oh.
As you slammed back the rest of your glass of Chardonnay was electrifying.
Wow. She got swag.
I told you I wanted to be your present to unwrap, and you winked at me.
Well, that's kind of a good line.
Told me we should leave Gary's and said we would have fun.
First it's a party, then the after party.
Anyway, maybe in hindsight, I had had a little too much to drink because the next thing I know, I woke up this morning in my apartment with my hands handcuffed behind my back, a holiday bow stuck to my old fella, and naughty written in marker across my chest.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
And you were gone.
Oh no.
Nowhere to be seen.
So he's currently in that state, right? How is he able to write that? If he's handcuffed.
Great question.
That is he using voice to text?
Right. So I really need to get to work tomorrow, so please, please, please drop off the keys to the handcuffs.
So this is a fluid situation. This is ongoing.
We don't know.
We're going to need closure if this dude ever gets out of the handcuffs and gets to work. I don't know. Do we want him to find her again? She sounds sassy.
Well, she does sound a bit sassy.
A little aggressive.
Wow. So whether you have a meet cute on the bridge at 70 miles an hour,
or whether you're currently handcuffed in your bedroom and need some assistance.
It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Gary's party is lit.
We got to get an invite to Gary's party. That's
yes,
what we need.
Do.
On 99.7 DJX. Now, you're going to love this, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
So there was some plastic surgeons in California. They recruited a couple thousand men and a couple thousand women to each take a look at AI-generated butts.
What?
Yeah, AI-generated butts, and
why is AI generating butts? Why are we drawing butts with AI?
To help determine what the perfect butt size is, according to these people surveyed.
Do we need to know that? Like, well, I feel like this is just another standard we're not going to be able to live up to because it's AI.
This is plastic surgeons doing this, so they're probably wanting to know, okay, if someone wants a butt lift, right, what is the ideal? So when someone comes in and says, hey, I want my butt to look better, make my butt look better, et cetera, they have an idea of, okay, size, shape, et cetera, et cetera.
This is their guideline.
Yeah. Okay. So guys looked at women's tushes and women looked at guys' tushes. And they were like, all right, well,
so these aren't real men tushes. This is AI drawn. They look realistic, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say that.
We'll tweet out the little report at Ben and Kelly Show. But, you know, what you can expect is a modest hourglass sort of shape. That was ranked number one for women.
Okay.
For the men, it was kind of similar, like a...
It's more square looking.
More square, though. Yes, exactly. Yeah. More square. Now, I will say that, I don't have much in the backside. So I think mine was probably seventh or eighth on the list.
Well, listen, we have all seen your butt. It has been airbrushed with the logo. But if you just go to a video that I recently posted about your 20 years here on the radio program, that's in there.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
things
in there.
Things have happened on this show where that has been on display for sure. But but they're saying now that the oversized apparently is no longer as chic as it was even a few years ago.
Oh, like sixth place is probably Kim Kardashian level.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably what we're looking at. So
I'm saying second is probably J-Lo level.
If you want, again, another example of a beauty standard that we're never going to be able to achieve, then look no further than this plastic surgery study done out of California that we'll tweet at Ben and Kelly Show.
Why couldn't they have just given this to the plastic surgeons and just been like, here, here you go. Here's your guideline. Because now we've all seen it.
Now we've all seen it.
We're going to have impossible standards for ourselves.
Thinking about what you are, what number are you on this?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to rank myself.
Well, I did.
I haven't looked recently, but I
haven't looked recently.
I haven't like studied, but I'm guessing I'm probably third.
You're probably third?
I'm probably third.
All right. Well, that's not bad.
It's a little hippier.
I got you. Yeah, hippier. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That makes sense. All right. So like I said, if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show on our...
I'm going to do some squats, though, to try to be first.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my motivation today.
Maybe.
Do some squats.
Maybe. 99.70 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And it's time for a setting the bar story.
It's a little life lesson. This is something that we hope you don't do.
Yep.
Or that doesn't happen to you.
Right. Out of Florida, we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without tempting fate with an ironic t-shirt, then you're doing okay.
What are we wearing?
Yeah, well, Michael wore a I just got out of prison shirt.
Oh, boy.
So the irony is, yes, he actually did previously just get released from jail in March.
And let me guess, he's going back?
He's going back.
Spoiler alert, going back? What do we do to earn that trip back?
Well, Michael, accused of obstructing a burglary investigation. And witnesses actually saw him wearing the shirt entering this unlocked car, and so then deputies had a chat with him. And
do you think his family members like made that for him, like one of them had a cricket machine or something and like whipped that up, like, oh, this is gonna be hysterical, he'll love wearing this once he gets out?
Yeah, Michael's gonna love it. It's gonna be all just tongue-in-cheek and kind of funny, and then he's like, yeah, love this shirt. And then
anyways, he's like goes and he's involved in a burglary, and now he's going back.
So again, let's,
if he's trying to obstruct the investigation, that kind of makes him look a little guilty of that.
you know,
need to look over there.
Yeah, you know, look, hey, let's not tempt fate, and let's just stay the course, and let being incarcerated actually rehabilitate you.
Do they whip up another shirt? Going back to prison.
Going back to prison. So from Florida, if you can manage to make it through the day without tempting fate with a I just got out of prison t-shirt,
Then
you're doing okay.
Yeah. Yep. Just make better life choices.
Yep, that's your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX. 99.7 DJX. I mean, this time of year, cookies, candies, all that delish. There are now the top worst candies that you hate this time of year. And I don't even know what, like, reindeer corn is. Is it that,
what,
like,
is reindeer corn?
Candy
is that
corn,
like, in the family of candy corn?
Yeah, I think it's candy corn dyed red and green.
Oh, well, it's trash then.
Listen, don't knock candy corn. I think candy corn is one of the unsung heroes that always gets a bad rap. But
listen, my neighbor and friend Brady, he gets very triggered anytime. He's been known to come into my house moments after I have disparaged his precious, precious candy corn and throw bags of candy corn at me.
As he should.
He gets real triggered.
As
he should.
But
now there's Christmas corn, and I'm going to go ahead and say that's trash.
And the Christmas nougat is also on that list. You know those kind of...
Nougat?
Yeah, you know the ones that are like the little almost saltwater taffy-looking things that have the green trees on them.
Okay.
Yeah, that made the list. And again, those are, I am going to disagree and say that those are all right.
Really?
I mean, of course I like the chocolate and the peppermint and all that stuff, but I don't.
Peppermint bark is what it's all about this time of year. Peppermint bark.
All right. Well,
that
anyways.
Is bougie in the best way.
Bougie in the best way.
Yes.
It's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you missed anything from the show, might I suggest you start by listening back to our Minute to Win It and Sarah. She was a fabulous listener who maybe huffed a little too much paint at her job. And
her answers were next level. Next level.
So I would start there and I would check that out. And then, of course, missed connections, group therapy. Claire, who wanted to get with us on a little kid drunk adult, but then kept the old tape running and then decided to ask about a bridesmaid dress that she thought was awful.
She contributed to a couple of segments, and for that, she gets the gold star.
Absolutely. We appreciate that. And if you want to contribute to segments, easy thing to do right there on your phone. Just record yourself, send it in to us, benandkellyshow at gmail.com.
Absolutely. We're always hiring.
Yep. What else, Kelly?
Gosh, it's Wednesday, so we'll turn your attention around the noon hour to the Facebook page at 997DJX and see if maybe a furry family member is kind of on the wish list for Christmas. This might be the way for you to get a new family member.
There you go.
From
yeah.
The Kentucky Humane Society.
Wet Nose Wednesday, right around noon. We'll direct your attention there. All right, guys. Have a good one. 12 days of holiday giveaways will commence again tomorrow.